listening to the Bee Business Bee podcast. Buzzing for business.
Hello and welcome to another Bee Business Bee podcast. Don't forget you can follow me on Twitter. It's at Bee Business Bee. Coming up on this week's show, find out why Sky reach high, why Virgin plan expansion, Germany gets bigger, and why more people are packing up their suitcases and heading off abroad on holiday. All this and much more coming up in today's Bee Business Bee podcast.
The Bee Business Bee podcast. The best business podcast, not on the radio.
Been a busy week this week in the world of business, and one of the main stories you can't have missed is the news that BeSkyB and BT bid high to obtain the rights to the English Premier League. Sky won 5 out of the 7 packages on offer, but they paid an almighty £4.2 billion for the rights. That's 83% more expensive than the last rights tender. This, of course, has led to some concerns by shareholders and customers that the price will have to increase. Sky claims that it will be able to absorb these costs by making reductions in the number of staff as in call centres and moving towards e-call centres where customers can email their complaints, and also through some price rises. However, customers should have to pay for it if they want to obtain the football. BT, on the other hand, have only paid 30% more for their rights. However, of course, there are fears that this will then lead to customers having to pay again to now obtain BT Sports rather than being a free package alongside BT Broadband. Sticking with telecommunications, we've also learned that Virgin Media is going to spend £3 billion in expanding its fibre cable network. This will be the first time for many years that Virgin Media is going to actually expand its core network, having been content to try and maximise its revenue from its existing network. It's going to invest £3 billion over 5 years and hopefully try and improve the number of homes that it connects. The plan is to hopefully enable potentially 4 million more customers, increasing the maximum potential revenue stream. There have been critics, though, saying that this is still not going to focus on developing new areas, rather just filling the gaps of the existing 70 UK towns and cities which Virgin Media currently operates in. All this is happening at a time when BT has spent £2.5 billion on its super-fast Infinity broadband, and it currently can provide services for 22 million BT homes. It's been a good news week for the German economy this week, where we've learnt that in the fourth quarter it grew by 0.7%. This is on the back of news that the Eurozone itself grew by 0.3%. This, of course, is positive news because there were fears that the Eurozone would stay stagnating for many more years to come. The UK economy only grew by 0.5% in the fourth quarter, meaning we fell behind Germany and Spain that both grew at 0.7. However, the French economy only grew by 0.1% and the Italian economy continues to stagnate, and over 2014 actually got smaller by 0.4%. Interesting to see that the UK economy is performing quite well, however the German economy is now starting to pick up, Germany being deemed to be one of the large powerhouses and drivers in the European economy. We also learnt this week that it's a good time to pack up your bags and go on holiday overseas, with many more people choosing to do that this year. UK destinations are fearing that it could impact on their sales, and it could even impact on the number of businesses at some of our popular resorts. However, holiday makers are choosing to go abroad with a strong pound, meaning you get more foreign currency for your money, making the holiday appear to be cheaper, particularly when you're out and about spending money. Top destinations are being reported to be Europe, where at the moment the pound to the euro is actually a very strong figure, about as high as it has been for 5 years. This of course could change, and it very much depends what the Bank of England chooses to do with interest rates. And that is the week's business news.
Bee Business Bee Podcast Word of the Week.
This week's Word of the Week has been given to me by Duncan, who tweeted me at Bee Business Bee. Don't forget you can do the same. His chosen word of the week is strategy. Strategy is a long-term plan or aim which is typically set by a business. These tend to be the long-term goals that you want to achieve, so to be the market leader or to be the largest in your individual field that you operate in. Typically, you would achieve these strategies by setting smaller short-term objectives that enable you to get there. This is where your smart aims and objectives come into business. So strategy is our Bee Business Bee word of the week.
The Bee Business Bee podcast. The best business podcast, not on the radio.
Thank you for joining me today with the podcast. Hope you've enjoyed it. Don't forget to feedback to me and give me a follow on Facebook. It's facebook.com/BeeBusinessBee. You can always tweet me. It's at BeeBusinessBee. And on Twitter, it's twitter.com/BBusinessB. Check out my YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/BBusinessB. Plenty of free resources and videos on there to help you with your business studies. And of course, check out my website. It's bbusinessb.co.uk, full of resources and quizzes that can help you with your business studies. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. Recommend it to friends, share it, like it, and give me some feedback and help me to improve it for the future. It's all about making sure that you enjoy business as much as I enjoy delivering it and sharing it with you. Until next time, I'll see you then.
You're listening to the Be Business Be podcast. Buzzing for business.